know I'm guilty of not sometimes appreciating the moment. But I would like to ask everyone to take the moment to appreciate why we're here. Everyone knows that the Chabura started over 8 years ago, 8.5 years ago, with an idea that came from Rabbi Shlomo Abrahams and Rabbi Yeshua Hager. And it was designed to be a small program. It was designed to be just a few chevra learning. And Lamaisa, it spread, as you'll see soon, Mitzvah Hashem, at the end of, after the Suda, you'll see Mitzvah Hashem in the video. But it's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. I'm not a Navi, but I can't imagine that this does not come before the Eibishter, before Rosh Hashanah, as a great schus, a great testimony to our community, to our chabura, to the Olam HaTorah at large, that there are people that spend a week being ma'ayin, chazering, taking bechinas, writing bechinas through the middle of the night, taking them through the middle of the night. And this event, the Siyum, is really designed to be a time of chizik, where we can mechazik ourselves in Torah. Baruch Hashem, we are joined not only by our own Merid Asra, along with other Chashav Rabbanim, but Rabbi Obam took a week before Rosh Hashanah, which is every Rav knows is the busiest time for a Rav, and he came to address us. Mitzvah Hashem will address us after the dancing, which the dancing will follow the Siyum of Mitzvah Hashem. And I just want to therefore take a moment to thank some of the people that helped make this happen. I am going to say names, but I hope I won't leave anyone out. But if I do, it's not intentional. First of all, I'd like to thank people who came from Lakewood, from Woodmere, and from other places that are learning Daf HaShavua. I want to thank you for making the effort to come. I want to thank Yaakov Levy, Mrs. Schwab, for helping a lot in the preparation of the Siyum. People today came and spent time here. Menachem Leibowitz, Mayor Weinraub, Avi Wasser, Shemaya Streicher, and David Yehuda Abrams. I want to thank the people that contributed to the Siyum monetarily or in any other way. I want to thank Shlomo Abrahams really for spearheading the entire program and for doing so much behind the scenes. He and his Rebbetzin have stayed up many Motzei Shabbos to write the Bechinas, and it's not an easy task. It's not an easy pressure, so we appreciate it. We appreciate Rabbi Eisman, Rabbi Aaron Eisman, for helping out sometimes, and Alicia Schwab for helping with the marking sometimes. I want to thank the Magid Shir, the local Magid Shir, at least, Rav Zupnik, for saying the Shiurim for us on Thursday nights, and every Sunday, came out without fail, Rabbi Yitzchak Weinstein says the Shir for us. We really appreciate it, Rabbi Davis, for hosting this year. Rabbi Krauss for pushing in the night seder. The Baylesses, I'm not sure they're here, but they helped with a lot of the graphic design. My wife for putting up with me and for putting up with a lot of the Daf HaShavua pressures. And last but not least, there's a lot of Chasdei Hashem and Siyata D'Shmaya. Details and details and details that make it happen. Even the parking spot in front of Staples today, when I had to go, there's a parking spot to pick up the order, so I didn't have to find the parking spot. That detail was not lost on me. So, thank you everyone for coming, and I'd like to call Rav Avraham Moshe Oster, Alan Oster, to come and lead us with the Hadron. Anyone who needs a Hadron sheet, they're up here. You can take them and say it along with Rav Avraham Moshe, and then after that, we'll have dancing.
I was asked to be Messiah in Shachem. I wasn't specifically asked to talk. I wasn't specifically asked not to talk. Somebody did specifically ask me a couple of days ago, was I going to talk? So it's Masmid is a tzad that maybe I should talk. But the truth is, I had already decided that I need to say thank you, a couple of thank yous. For me personally, this is just a day of gewaldige simcha. Beligvul. And this Siyum is the most meaningful Siyum of my life. The limud that I've had over the last 121 weeks has been the most sustained period of geshmak learning of my life. And what I see unfolding on the horizon in front of me, Ezras Hashem, grows more and more beautiful. as I contemplate it and as I do it. So I have to say thank you. So I want to... I want to say thank you to Reb Shimi first. Well, first of all, the first things first. First, thank you for asking me to be Messiah. Shimi asked me, but I know that nothing happens in Daf a week that's not both Shimi and Shlomo together. So it was Shimi and Shlomo together. And you might even think that the controversy about the name, whether Daf a week or Daf a Shvua, they agree on the controversy too. They agree to have an argument about it. But nothing happens in Daf a week that both of them did not agree on. So Reb Shimi, I know Shlomo for a long time. So I was there at the inception when he came up with the conception of Daf a week. I was not davening a BTU then, so I didn't know that Reb Yeshua Hager had simultaneously the same idea to Siyum Hagoa Shas. So I heard about it from Shlomo, and he started it, and I saw the energies he put into it in the beginning. He took out weekly ads in the Yeted and the Hamodi, which still run to this day. He published brochures. He asked anybody who left anywhere to go to shul out of town to drop the brochures off in the shuls. He invested. He even went on the Zev Brenner radio show to publicize it. He took it to the limits of what he could do in terms of pushing, promoting, and publicizing. But then a year or two into Daf a week, and Shlomo had a degree of modest success. A year or two into it, Reb Shimi started learning with Reb Shlomo, and he mamish fell in love with Daf a week. And what Reb Shimi brought to Daf a week, he brought a perfect storm of sustained energy that continues to this day unabated. And I just need to thank him for it. I think we all need to thank him for it. Reb Shlomo, over the years, I kept hearing Reb Shlomo telling me that when Reb Shimi joined, he took the whole concept to a new level. All the hatzlacha he's seen in the growth of Daf a week, kamat, all can be laid squarely in the lap of Reb Shimi. So I want to thank you on my behalf, on Reb Shlomo's behalf. Shimi, you just know that a storm pushes against all boundaries. It pushes relentlessly against all boundaries. So probably, sometimes you get some pushback sometimes. You might encounter some frustration. But you should just be aware that Be'ezras Hashem, when Daf a week is learned and loved by thousands and maybe tens of thousands of Yidden around the world, that you will have a very major part in it. Now I have to thank my friend Reb Shlomo, and this is a little bit harder for me. Shlomo I know for 20 years. We worked together, closely together, for 11 or 12 of those years. And his friendship has been enormously meaningful to me and important to me. So finding exactly the right way to thank Reb Shlomo is a little hard. I don't know. I've thought about it a little bit. The truth is, all I come up with, the only way that I could possibly thank Reb or describe really who Reb Shlomo is, tell the Olam about him. It's going to sound like a shock cover, but the only way to really talk about what I know about Reb Shlomo is at a hesped. So, Reb Shlomo is younger than me. He's in excellent health. He is strong as an ox from schlepping Masifta Gemaras and Oscar Gemaras all around Passaic. If you know him, you know he really, really drives, and instead he walks everywhere. So I don't know what my chances are for that, but I'll have to figure out a different way at some point. So I can't really go into all of his godless. I should tell you, by the way, if people are looking for a way, agav, the fact that Shlomo walks every, if you're looking for a way to add some time to your learning, so you should know that Reb Shlomo works in Newark, which is a 20-minute commute by car. Instead, he commutes by public transportation an hour and 20 minutes each day, each way, and he does nothing but learn the entire way. So I just recently thought of when he gets behind in the Bechinas, which he's been behind a few weeks, Reb Shlomo, instead of going south to Newark, maybe one of these days you go north to Newark, around the globe, and you'll catch up on the Bechinas. It'll be where you need to be. As I said, I was there at the beginning when Shlomo came up with the idea. I didn't subscribe. I didn't jump onto the bandwagon until we started Pesachim. For myself, I felt I was in too much of a hurry. I had too much territory to cover. I could hear from Shlomo that it was a good idea. I saw how geshmak the limit was to him. For myself, I felt that I had too much territory I had to make up for. So I didn't. But Shlomo persisted. Every time they started a new Masechta, he would come to me, and he would say, maybe you want to join? Shabbos, the Erev, and finally before Pesachim, he just asked me to check my own learning schedules and see what progress I was making on my own outside of Daf a week. And as soon as it was just a light switch went on, I didn't have any Seder in learning that remotely translated to 52 blad a year. As soon as I saw that, I immediately signed on. I started with Pesachim, and I never looked back. And within a couple of weeks of starting, it felt like I came home. I feel now like I always have a place in Shas. For the rest of my life, and this is the way I feel, for the rest of my life, I'm going to be involved in the Sugya in Shas. I'm never going to be without a place in Shas for the rest of my life. It's a gewaldige geschmack of feeling. I mean, I can't see how anybody who knew it, who tasted it, wouldn't want to keep it. And I just want to say, if you need to go faster and do other things, this is not a limit. This is a floor. This is a lower limit. I'll share with you one incident, then I'll close and make the siyum. And this is also an example, a demonstration of how the hashgach and the perfect shidduch between Shimi and Shlomo. A few months ago, Shlomo made a siyum on Mishnayos. He learned a Mishnah a day. For 11 and a half years, he made a siyum. He would have done it betzina, which was what his normal derech was doing. Shimi prevailed on him to do it in public as a chizik for the Eilim. Also, just talk about daf a week. And Shlomo did it. So afterwards, I discussed it with him, and Shlomo told me how meaningful it is to him. And it's a way to get an overview of entire Shas, and you see the intersections as you're learning the Gemara. And not only that, he thinks it's a thing where it's taka possible to keep the broad features of the landscape of the entire Shisha Siddur Mishnais in your mind at one time. You could do it by doing it and chazering and doing that's what he's doing. He already started again. He's chazering. I thought about it for a while. I said, you know, I'm fine. So I decided. I'll do that. And as I decided that, and keeping in mind, my original reason for not joining Daf a week was because it moved a little too slow. As I started that, I said to myself, so no, I have some extra time. Why don't I start the Gemara? You know, I'll start from Brachos, what I missed in Daf a week. And I thought about a program, a plan, a certain speed. I want to lower that window. The thing about Daf a week is it takes 52 years to get. My object is not so much to be Messiah in Shas. My object is to get to every single sugya in Shas, to get to every page in Shas, to be a part of every conversation that Chazal had. There's not so much I want to make the siyum or need to make the siyum. I want to visit everywhere in Shas, and I want to get in there. So now I started, the same time I started Mishnah, I started a parallel track separately in Gemara. And I'll close with this. Shlomo loves to schedule things. He's a programming maniac. And he will happily put out a schedule for anybody who wants to do any limud whatever, per day, per week, per month, whatever it is that you want. He already put out, I asked him for a blot and a half a week, he put it out. I don't know, as a Hashem, I hope I'll be able to maintain that. So far I have. As things get a little busier, I don't know. And whatever you want, and the gewaldige chizik of having that schedule in front of you, keeping you on target, once you get into it, it grows by itself. And then you become aware of what you can accomplish. You become a different mensch. You stick with the schedule long enough that you realize the kaifas that you have. It's just gewaldig. So Reb Shlomo, thank you. The rest will have to wait for another occasion. Okay. The last mission of Pesachim talks about the two brachas, brachas on Karban Pesach and the Zvachim. The chagiga, and one person making them, and one bracha kapata the other bracha. So the last gemara in the Masechta talks also about two related brachas and who gets to say them. Rab Simlai ikla le pidyon aben. Rab Simlai went to a pidyon aben. Ba minei veyestim him pshita al pidyon aben. Asher kiddushanu mizosim tivanu al pidyon aben. Avi aben mevarach. It's pashit that the bracha asher kiddushanu mizosim tivanu that the father of the ben makes. Baruch shechiyonu v'kimar v'giyonu l'zman hazeh, kayin mevarech l'avi aven merach. Does the kohen make that bracha? Or does the father make the bracha? Kayin mevarech t'chumati hanoh l'idei. Does the kayin make it because he's getting hanoh, he's getting paid? Or avi aven mevarech t'chumavid mitzvah. Does the avi aven get it because he's doing the mitzvah? So he makes the bracha for the mitzvah. Lo hava b'yadei didn't have the answer. Asa sh'il b'medrash, or they went to the base medrash, they asked, Amru lei avi aven mevarech, the father, avi aven mevarech sh'tayim, the father or the son makes both brachas. The Hilchasa Avi Aven Mevarach Shtayim. The Halach is the father makes both brothers. Okay. Hadron Halach Avi Pesachim, Slik Halach Maset Pesachim. We'll sing together, Hadron. Huh? Adron alach masech v'sachim v'hadrach alon. Daidach alon masech v'sachim v'daidach alon. Lo nis du shem inach masech v'sachim lo sis du shem inon. La bal modein v'la bal modosei. Chanina bar Papa, Rami bar Papa, Nachman bar Papa, Achoy bar Papa, Abba Mori bar Papa, Raphram bar Papa, Rochish bar Papa, Surcha bar Papa, Ada bar Papa, Dora bar Papa. Herav not in Eloheinu is Divrei Sarasla Pavinum Fias Amcha Beis Yisrael, Vinia Kulonu, Anachnu Vitzetzeinu, Vitzetzei Amcha Beis Yisrael, Kulonu Yudishmech Velomdi Sarasecha. Ve Oyvei Techakameini Mitzvasech, Ki Leolam Hili, Hili Bissamim Bechukech, Leman Lo Yifosh. Lolam Lo Eshkach Pikutech, Ki Vam He is sunny. Baruch atar nei lam deni chukecha. Amen, amen, amen. Selah va'ed. Ode v'nachmu lefenecha nei lohinu v'lehev v'senu. She'sam tachalkenu miyoshvei beis ha-midrash. V'lai sam tachalkenu miyoshvei kronos. She'onu mashkim v'hem mashkim. Onu mashkim l'divrei sora v'hem mashkim l'dvarim b'telem. Onu amelim v'hem amelim. Onu amelim l'kabim schar v'hem amelim v'hem kabim schar. Onu ratzim v'hem ratzim. Onu ratzim l'chayi olam abba v'hem ratzim l'ver shachas. She'nemra atoa elohim taridem l'ver shachas. And she dumb and mirror, lo yachtu yemeim, vani eftach bach. Yiratzon lefenecha nei lohai, kishem she has artani to say him asechus psachim, kain tazreini lahaskel masechus usvar macherim, ulu saimam, lul modu lamed, lishmar velasus, lakaim is called the race almas or sech biahava. Zuchus, kol hatanoim, vamaram, salmidich achomim, ya modli, ulizari, shulo som, shatorim, pil, mi bizari, zerazari ad olam. Siskaim, bi, bisalechacha tanche osach, Shachbucha Tishmar Alecha, Bakitsosa, Hisus Isecha. Kivi Yerbo Yemechav Yosifal Kashnas Chayim. Orech Yamim Bimina, Bismola Oshiv Chavad. Adnai Oz Lamo Yitain, Adnai Yavarech, Esamo Vashalom.